What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is intern Michael stepping in for Dave with your rundown for the John DiBello Show Daily Podcast for July 26th. On the roster for today, the guys got their hands on fifth row Billy Joel tickets, and to give it away, they create their own game, the Joel Hole. New marijuana concoctions are sweeping the nation, including weed beer. John celebrates Mick Jagger's 75th birthday with plenty of his music, and he turned back the clock with a special interview. The guys got slap happy with Ringo on the bongos. The Joel Hole tested plenty of Joel fans' knowledge with one listener scoring those tickets. And comedian Adam Ferreira checked in with the show before coming to Philly in September. So plug your headphones in, kick back, relax, and here we go.
Coming up at 7:40 this morning, it's the Joel Hole. All right, we've got fifth row Billy Joel tickets. And the reason why we're calling it the Joel Hole is, well, here's the way this game is going to work. If you want those fifth row tickets, you really got to know your Billy Joel lyrics. All right, we'll have people call in and give them the opportunity, and we will tell them the song that is going to play, and they've got to figure out, and they've got to fit in the lyrics that are missing from part of the song. You got to fill in the Joel Hole. All right. So if I'm going to use Say Goodbye to Hollywood as an example.
Sure.
All right. So in this case, there's only one line to fill in. Right. So here's Billy. See, and now there's no lyric here.
Say goodbye to Hollywood.
There it is. So if you were doing this, I mean, you would be along the lines of doing something like this. Now he won't be my fast gun anymore.
All right. It's pretty tough.
Oh, no, that's an easy one.
He thinks?
That's an easy one. All right. Wow. Hey, it's fifth row Billy Joel tickets.
I agree. You got to earn it.
All right, you got to earn it.
Yep.
You got to earn it for these tickets. You know, somebody just paid us, you know, for the VMC, $1,100 for those front row tickets.
Good point.
So fifth row tickets got to be worth at least five.
Yep.
All right. You know, so coming up at 7:40 this morning, we'll give you the opportunity at that. Hopefully, you know, you're Billy Joel. All right. And it'll actually happen like this. I'll tell you what the song is because people are going to try to cheat. They're going to try to sit there with the lyrics in front of them.
Sure.
You know, I'll tell you what the song is and then go right into it. So I'll say, you know, okay, you have two lines to fill in here, or in this case, you have one line to fill in here. All right. It'll be the fourth line that happens in the song. All right. And your song is Say Goodbye to Hollywood.
Cool.
You know, and then boom, the song would start.
The John DiBello Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9 MGK.
There's something going on, right, around the country and really around the world now that marijuana is being legalized more and more places.
Oh, yeah?
Right? How about having some beers with marijuana oil in it, cannabis oil in a beer?
Okay.
All right.
It's a happy combination.
All right. In Canada, there's a company, Providence Brands, has developed a beer using the stalks, stems, and roots of cannabis plants in the brewing process.
I mean, hops and nugs aren't far off.
Right.
Kind of was an obvious conclusion. I salute you,
right.
But it's not exactly rocket science.
Right. It's not that this really doesn't sound very tasty. It's got the roots, stalks, and stems. That's everything we throw out before we roll the joint. Right, so Mick Jagger's birthday this morning. So we're going to get to some Rolling Stones and salute Mick Jagger. As a matter of fact, I even have a story from Bill Wyman about an early Mick Jagger story that I think you'll really appreciate.
The John DiBello Podcast.
Wow!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I'm also going to enjoy the fact that it is Mick Jagger's birthday. He's 75 years old today.
Oh, my gosh. Right?
That's crazy.
And has 8 children.
That's one crazier.
One of them isn't 2 yet.
Oh, that's insane.
That's weird. Right? You know, I mean, it's wild. It is absolutely wild. Do you know that Mick Jagger has claimed, right, that he actually gets a contact high just being with Keith Richards?
Is that right?
Right, yeah.
It's incredible.
And he has a hangover afterwards.
You should turn that into a beer.
He should indeed. Right. But it is Mick Jagger's 75th birthday. You know, God bless the man. I mean, he's still out there.
Oh, yeah.
They're planning on going out on the road again, the whole band. I mean, basically, you know what's going on with this band. As soon as one of the, Wyman quit, and the rest of the band was not ready. But if one more of these guys go, I'm done, the band's done.
Yeah, it's probably right. It's like if your wife dies, you're soon after, for a lot of cases.
Yeah,
together.
I mean, there are, everyone in the band is waiting for someone in the band to say it, right? But until that point, none of the guys want to be the guy who says it.
Sure.
Bill Wyman just didn't want to be in the Stones anymore. He's still working. He's still going out on the road. He's doing lots of shows in Europe. He doesn't travel to the States that much.
Right.
But Bill Wyman is someone who, whenever we would go to England, Bill Wyman would be one of the people who would always come on the show. And one of the earliest stories he told is, what it was like with Mick and Keith in the early days, especially when there was late, after a gig and they were trying to get something to eat.
I remember in London Airport, we came back from a gig in, Bristol, in the West, about 100 miles out. When you get back into London, there's nothing open to eat, no food. Mm. So we used to stop off at London Airport and make out we were traveling, because they're the only people that were allowed to use a restaurant. And we'd go in there and sit there, and we were broke. We traveled in a little van, and we were quite poor right at the beginning. What was that, 63, 64? And we were all sitting there having eggs and chips or whatever it was, something fairly basic. And there were two or three big, tough-looking, looked like American football players, or I think they were servicemen, across the other side, in regular clothes, and one yelled across, "Why, you girls, get your hair cut," which was a usual comment.
Right.
But we weren't quite in the mood for it at the time. There was about three or four of them there, quite large lads. It was just me, Mick, and Keith, and Ian Stewart, the roadie. And Mick said, "What did you say?" quite annoyed, and they said, "You girls, go get your hair cut," And so he stood up and he walked around and he went up to him and he said, "Say that to me again," and stuck his nose right in this guy's face. The guy said, "Go get your hair cut." Bam. And he struck Mick on the nose. And Mick came back, very dejected, with his tail between his legs, with all this blood running down his face. And he said, "What did he do?" And Mick said,
"He hit me in the nose."
And Keith said, "Oh, did he? Did he?" And Keith wasn't quite what he is now. He wasn't as tough then, but he thought he was. And so Keith went stomping around there, and he walked up the guy and he said, "What did you do to my mate?" And he said, "I did this." Bump.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I mentioned reading Barry Miles' book the other day, and while I was skimming through it, I noticed this statement that he made, that the Beatles rarely did a song where they changed key in the song. Right. And, one of the examples he used was, "You're going to lose that girl." So I'm sitting in the office. I start to play it. And Dave and I are sitting there and it's playing. And there's a major bongo part in this song. Right. And normally they would have, because there have been other times that other guys have come in and played bongos for.
Sure.
But this is Ringo playing bongos.
Right.
So he's playing drums in the song and he's playing bongos. And how did you put it? He went a little over the top?
Tito Puente, he is not.
Okay.
Settle down, Ringo.
All right. Well, I think the problem is that he's a drummer. He's not a bongo player. He's a drummer playing bongos.
That's a perfect way to phrase it.
And he's trying to do fills and stuff as he plays it. So I'm going to play "You're Going to Lose That Girl," and pay attention to the bongo part, especially by the time he gets to the middle of the song and he starts to wail.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
The Joel Hole. All right, and the way the Joel Hole works is this simple. If you have not heard our example before, I will play you a clip from a Billy Joel song where some of the lyrics are missing. We'll tell you where you have to come in and what the song is just before I tell you what the song is. And then just before I do that, boom, it's going to go right into it. So I will tell you the title. It's going to go right into it because there are people who will cheat. And then we'll try to look up lyrics, and we've got to defeat that fact. It's the phone call. It's the cell phone option, right? Anybody can bring up lyrics on their phone real quick, right? So we're going to tell you at the last minute what the song is you're going to get and where your line is. So in this case, I'm going to use the example again. It would be the fourth line, right? And all you've got to do is fill in that one line, and the song would be "Say Goodbye to Hollywood." I won't sing on this. I'm just going to recite. "Now he won't be my fast gun anymore. All of a sudden, I broke into Ethel Merman.
A show tune, yeah.
I promised I wouldn't sing, and I did anyway.
That's all right. I kind of liked it.
So basically, that's how it'll work. Now, you might have two lines you have to fill in. As a matter of fact, all of the songs we have at least two lines that you have to fill in. And we will start out this morning with Steve. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Hi, John.
I guess you're
I'm doing well.
Okay,
I'm
there we go. Well. There we go. Finally got to the question there. All right, where are you from, Steve?
Northeast Philly.
From Northeast Philly. Big Billy Joel fan?
Yes.
Have you ever seen him before?
Yeah. Back in the 80s.
Wow. Well, you do. All right? You are due. Now, you understand what you got to do here, right?
Yes.
Fill in the blank. And I won't tell you the song title until I'm ready to play it. And then as soon as I tell you the song title, it's going to start. All right?
Okay.
Okay. And what you're going to do is you've got four lines before you get to yours. You got two lines. You're gonna fill in lines 5 and 6. All right, so Billy will sing four lines, and then you got to come in on lines 5 and 6. And if you get those lyrics right, then you, my man, are going to go see Billy Joel and sit in the fifth row. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, sir, here goes. Everything will come down the line to you. All right, best of luck. Here is your song. It's still rock and roll to me.
How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? Well, you could really be a bold Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance.
Oh, you need a boy and a whole lot of money.
Do you want to tell me what you were singing there? What were your lines?
You don't have to be a Beau Brummel, honey. All you need is looks and a whole lot of money.
No, I'm sorry, but I have to tell you that, my good man, is incorrect. So that moves us on over to Becca. Hiya, Becca. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Do you think you're better than Steve?
I hope so.
Okay, now you understand what you got to do, right? I'm going to give you a song. There'll be two lines. You got to do lines 3 and 4 in this song, okay?
Okay.
All right, there'll be two lines before it. Get those two lines right, you're in the fifth row for Billy Joel. Have you seen Billy before?
Yeah.
Yes.
A few times.
All right. Yeah. Okay. When was the last time you saw him?
Last year.
Oh, so you should be up on your Billy Joel. All right?
Yes, I hope. All right. Yeah.
Okay, I hope so too. Your song is moving out.
And he's trading in a Chevy for a Cadillac. You want to know by now.
Don't waste your.
No.
Yeah.
No, Becca.
Okay.
No. Oh, man.
Right. No, he's trading in his Chevy for a Cadillac. You ought to know by now. You're saying what? You're saying nothing. Okay.
She wasn't right.
All right. So
nowhere near.
She is gone. That takes us this time to Marcy. Good morning, Marcy.
Hello.
How are you?
I am fine. I'm nervous.
You're nervous? All right. Do you know your Billy Joel?
I know some, yes.
You know some. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully you know this one. All right. You are going to have four lines before we get to your line. You're going to do lines 5 and 6. Okay. All right. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay. The song you have is Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, and we're picking it up here. Or we're picking it up here. If the computer would
agree. Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
All right. I don't know why this isn't starting. Here we go. That's where you sing.
Cold beer.
No, that's what
before
he's singing.
Before that.
You need lines 5 and 6. So you remember those days hanging out at the Village Green, engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans. What are the next two lines?
I thought it was cold beer.
You're skipping the two lines.
Okay, it's not cold beer.
No, you're wrong.
No, I'm sorry. That is not what it is. we continue with the Joel Hull fifth row Billy Joel tickets is what we've got for you. We will play you a song. We'll tell you what lines you need to fill in. You need to know your Billy Joel lyrics, but we won't tell you the name of that song until we start the music. As soon as we do, because we don't want people cheating and looking up the lyrics. And we will go to the phones now and talk to Robert. Good morning, Robert. How you doing?
Good morning, John. I'm doing great.
Okay. Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Toms River, New Jersey.
Okay. And are you a big Billy Joel fan?
I've seen Billy Joel multiple times. Big fan since probably the mid-70s.
Okay. All right. Well, dude, this is your big chance to sit in the fifth row at Citizens Bank Park tomorrow night. All right. You understand what you got to do here?
I totally do.
Okay. So there's going to be two lines before we get to yours. You need to fill in lines 3 and 4. So it'll be two. He'll sing two, and then you sing the next two. The song that you're going to be singing to is Piano Man.
Okay. And he's sharing a drink that he calls loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone.
There we go. There we go. You got it, my man. You are in the fifth row to see Billy Joel tomorrow night.
All right.
They are all yours.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
He's got a brand new album coming out calling Unconditional. Adam Ferrara is on the phone. Adam, do we call it an album nowadays? What do we call it?
Hello, my friend. I do because it sounds romantic, doesn't it?
Yeah, I prefer it.
Yeah, I do too. Plus, you know, and they're pressing it in vinyl, which is great.
Oh, that's great.
The very least you can clean your weed on it. I wanted to make it a double album because then you could like fold it up and pour. I mean, because I remember that's
exactly.
The weed.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, Adam's got this new album coming out, which is available through AdamFerrara.com. He'll be at Helium Comedy Club in September. And doesn't your new movie is coming out in September as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the movie I did, it's called Little Italy. It's with Emma Roberts, Hayden Christensen, myself, Danny Aiello, Alyssa Milano, Andrea Martin.
Ooh, wow.
And
oh, my God.
Yeah, it comes out September 21st. We've got a 10-city release. I'm hoping Philly's one of those cities in September.
Will it come out before you appear here?
I think it comes out like that week before I appeared. So, and I know I'm going to come see you.
Oh, damn. That means we got to go see the movie before he gets here.
Yeah, okay, wait. Before you do that, let me ask you, how's your back? Because I know what you're going to do. You know, listen, I'd like to go, but I can't sit for that long with the back. And I really want to enjoy it, Adam. I don't want to watch a movie standing up. Can you come to my house and act it out? I know you pain in the ass. I need some tea.
I saw what I believe is the movie poster, and it's a picture of you, and you've got a dog with you. Is that your dog?
Oh, you know, that's the album cover.
That's the album cover.
Yeah, album cover is called Unconditional. Sometimes Love is a Pain in the Ass. And I'm wearing the cone of shame because my dog had eye surgery, and she had to wear a cone, and I didn't want her to feel upset, so I wore the cone, too.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's a Jack Russell, but it's and the money, because the vet bills, you know, my dog was a rescue, so there's no insurance, there's no family money,
nothing.
It's all me. And they get the operation and everything, and they should just pick up the phone. Hi, veterinary clinic, profiting on your grief. I mean, I hate to tell you how much the money was. And what it turns out is she got glaucoma after the eye surgery. So in California, you can get weed biscuits because weed is good for the pressure in my dog's eye.
And how many did the dog get?
Okay, look, it was time for the dog's medicine. You really can't let him get high alone. That's rude. So we split a biscuit, and we put on some Parliament Funkadelic, and we had a good time while she was healing. But what my wife was doing, Alex, by the way, my wife says hello, my friend.
Yeah, she always does. I love that woman. You overachieved with that one, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm batting over my head. And she really likes you, and I keep telling her, you don't know him like I do. So you know what she did when the dog couldn't see? She put little bells on the back of her jeans, and she was walking around the house so the dog could hear the bells, and ding, 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 ding.
Right.
And the dog would follow her around the house, and the little dog's tail was wagging. I mean, she was happy. And so my wife is tinkerbelling around the house, and my dog is high behind her like, bow, wow, wow, yippee-yay, yippee-yay. This is the world I'm living in now.
As far as the movie is concerned, now mm-hmm. let's get back to the movie. If I'm correct, the last time you were here, you told me this is Romeo and Juliet with pizza shops.
Yeah, it's two warring pizza families, and I play Lord Capulet. I was there. I just got the movie last time I was in, last time I saw you guys. So yeah, so I play Emma Roberts' dad, and she falls in love with the warring pizza guy next to us, uh-huh. And it's like my big fat Greek wedding with a bunch of gindaloons.
I did see the poster for the movie, and you're in the top right of it, yelling at the other pizza. Is that going to be? Can I expect a lot of that in the movie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Italians, they there's not a lot of whispering in Italian families.
No,
you know,
no.
Growing up, there's not a lot of talking about your feelings. It's all food, you know. Mom, I'm not happy. I know. Just eat. Just shove it down. So, yeah, there's a lot of that stuff yelling back and forth, but it's really well done. And I tell you, seeing Danny again was a lot of fun. And Andrea Martin is just so damn funny.
Oh, God. I can't imagine being on the set with the two of them.
Yeah, it was fun because Andrea played my mother. So we had to have our exchanges and our stuff. I go, just hit me in the head. So she got used to that. And then by the third day of shooting, I'm like, oh, me and my big mouth.
Okay, so let's get all the dates straight. When does the album actually come out? Because there's a pre-order going on now.
You can pre-order right now for $7.99, a bargain. August 3rd it comes out, so if you order it now, August 3rd it comes out, and you get it sent to you. So it's on sale August 3rd, and the movie comes out September 21st.
Right.
And I believe I'm coming to see you at Helium the week after that. But I'll come in and say
hello. Great. Right. Well, I am looking forward to the movie, because not only are you in it, but I am a Shakespeare junkie, and I want to see how Shakespeare does with pizza.
Okay. And hopefully your back will be feeling better by then, my friend.
It's my shoulder, damn you.
Oh, it is?
You take care.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I saw a gay porno once. Mm. I didn't know until halfway in.
102.9 MGK.
The girls never came. The girls never came!